With a Council of Australian Governments meeting expected just weeks away, survivors of child abuse are ramping up their campaigns for a national compensation scheme. The push comes after the Child Abuse Royal Commission recommended a $4 billion program. But it hangs on support from the federal government, and so far there's confusion about whether the scheme will get the tick of approval. Thomas Ariti reports.
It's a major commitment. A $4 billion national redress scheme for survivors of child sexual abuse, offering compensation, counselling and psychological care. Under the program, survivors would receive an average of $65,000 each, some much more. Those recommendations were in the Royal Commission's report on redress released this month. And Dr. Kathy Kesselman from Adult Surviving Child Abuse has thrown her support behind them.
Look, obviously it comes at a cost, but given the cost of not responding appropriately to survivors and not providing them with the counselling support they need, that cost is much greater.
According to the Royal Commission, the scheme should be led by the Commonwealth with the support of the states and territories. And Dr. Kesselman says there's no time to waste.
But obviously we'll take time to have a fully considered scheme that's equitable, that provides justice and ongoing counselling care and support, but it needs to be turned around as rapidly as it can because survivors are not getting any younger and the cost to them personally and to society is just enormous. This is about trust, this is about safety. Survivors have been, you know, obviously horrifically abused in the first instance and then often seriously re-traumatised by institutions in seeking justice. So it needs to be independent, it needs to be equitable, it needs to be fair.
A COAG meeting is expected in early November, and state and territory attorneys general have written to the federal government asking for its position on the issue, but the road ahead still isn't entirely clear. Media reports this week announced that abuse redress would be a hot topic on the COAG agenda. But when PM tried to confirm that with the Office of the Federal Attorney General, George Brandis, a spokeswoman said that the government was considering the recommendations and would consult with state and territory colleagues. When asked if the issue was actually on the COAG agenda, she referred us to the Prime Minister's office. A spokesman says the agenda for the next meeting hasn't been finalised. Frances Sullivan from the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council has also written to the Prime Minister requesting a meeting to discuss the scheme that the Church supports.
The Commonwealth has not been straight with the community. As far as we're concerned, this is now a social issue that our political leaders need to manage. The new Prime Minister has the opportunity to demonstrate that as political leaders, they'll respond to social concerns, not just polling.
Dr. Kathy Kesselman from Adult Surviving Child Abuse remains optimistic.
Obviously, it's frustrating, but at least it appears that it will be on the agenda. It needs to be discussed and considered, and we are very hopeful of the right outcome.
But some survivors of abuse are questioning why there can't be a simple yes or no answer. Leonie Sheedy is from the Care Leavers Australia Network, a support group that boasts Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull as its parliamentary patron.
How many more stories does the Australian public have to hear about the horrendous crimes that were committed against children in orphanages? I just had an 85-year-old lady who was in an orphanage in Geelong. Every time I see her, she says the same sentence. I'll be dead by the time we get this redress. She said, I'm sick of hearing about it.
Next week, the Royal Commission will travel to Adelaide for a public hearing examining abuse at boys' homes run by the Salvation Army.
Thomas Ariti.